Blog Talk Radio.
I said real too. I ain't gonna stop. I ain't gonna stop.
We the best music.
I said it's time about the Maybach. I said it's time about
another one.
I said it's time about the Maybach. I said it's time about. To the top of my Maybach, nigga. I see the top of the Maybach.
I see the purple behind me. Woo, ain't gonna stop.
I see the purple behind me. Ain't gon' stop.
I see the purple behind me. Ain't gon' stop.
I jack the top off the Maybach. Fuck these cops. V12, C12. Wow. I do the whole dash with no seatbelt. Screaming free, my nigga Meek Mill. Niggas can't Willie in this free world. Meanwhile, Georgie Porgie sending me threats. Save your breath, you couldn't beat a flight of steps. Try that shit with a grown man. I'll kill that fuckboy with my own hand and hop back in the coupe. Just go back to the mud, I hop right out the soup. Save all that whoopie whoop. Let's let the money talk, let the Uzi shoot. No jewels in this paddock police. It's complicated, 3 million a piece. That's how we do time. From shock by the mag, that's how we do wine. 91,000 for a wine bill. Keep it real with you, that was wine bill. My whole team ball. Everybody's a star but the team ball. 61 with the thing off. Me and Blue having a sing off. That's a raspberry, beret. The kind you find in a secondhand store. That's a Venice piece. Kind of make haters kiss their teeth. You can't buy this new. I had to back, you know how I do. Two-tone with the powder blue. Realest shit to come out the stew. Callin' is valid, every word is true. What these niggas gonna do without us,
boo? I see the top of the Maybach. I
chopped the top off a notice. Ride around town with the floaters. 1.5 for the Landale. B, put the fuckboy on notice.
I'm the only lady here, still a realest nigga in the room. I break the internet top two and I ain't number two. My body, my ice, my cash, all real, I'm a triple threat. Fuck it up and then leave, come back, fuck it up and leave again. Top of the coupe and it look like free Neek. In the hood hollering free Meek. Too deep, it's just me and Jay, you're both in them cold tossies. Woo, I like holla. Woo, I might roll up. If they're trying to party with the queen, they gon' have to sign a non-disclosure.
I took the top out the Maybach. Ooh, it's glittery, ooh, ooh. Spicy, ooh, ooh. 1.5, ooh, ooh. I see the purple behind me, woo. Ain't gon' stop. I see the purple behind me, ain't gon' stop. I see the purple behind me, ain't gon' stop. I said the top of the Maybach, fuck these cops.
We the best music.
I see the top out.
Rock Nation!
Back to the top out.
Ooh, ooh. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl at Lady Flame 11 Hype Mike Radio. That was Jay-Z, Beyonce, Future, Top Off. LC is on the line. What's good with you, LC?
What's good? I kind of feel like they should have had me on that remix.
Real talk, man. Like, that thing goes so live, like, for real. Shout out to Jay-Z.
Right.
Okay, forget about DJ Khaled. He put it down on that one, too. I want to welcome all of y'all to Hype Mike Radio. We got a special guest in the building. Y'all already know who it is, Miss Judy J. Bad Girls Club. She's a CEO. She's a model. She's just doing her thing. She going to call in a few minutes and give her a little interview or whatever. Then we got S&B Boutique ATL. Yes, they got a new reality series they want y'all to know about, so y'all keep it locked. Right now, we're going to get into this GOAT, Eric Billinger, featuring Wale. Let's go.
Hey.
Truly the greatest, baby. All hail to my favorite lady. And I would elevate your name, but I'm saying you already an angel, baby.
Shorty fast, slim thick. She my drug, she my fix. And I'm all up in her mix. She be mixing with the rich. She the plug, she finesse. She the one they call the girl. She don't stress, she don't trip. And she fuck with all my bros. So if I gotta choose someone, then it must be her. She been here since day one. I guess I'm gonna call her back. I guess I'm gonna call her back. She gon' have to scream my name. Now every time that she come to the crib, I'ma break her back like I break that bank. I guess I'ma have to call her back. I guess I'ma have to call her back. I guess I'ma have to call her back.
Yo,
I guess I'ma have to call her back.
Wait, I need someone to call me a cop. I drunk too much, but I'm on my way. I hate fake love, cause I love too hard. Inhale, carpet, I blunt too hard. Come leave your job, bring lunch one time. Then leave your job, you don't wanna say bye. I never say bye, cause we just a child. She a bitch, she a dollar, not a dime. Super thick, super fine. Most important, super smart. I celebrate for your intelligence. Fashionista so effortless. Tell the truth, I got a rack of jumps, but if I had to choose, I might tell
it. Oh,
y'all questions together. We're going to go ahead and cue her in. Hype Mike Radio, what's good? Hype Mike Radio, 567.
This is
what's
my
good?
Judy J. This is Sunshine.
This is who?
Hello.
Bad girl.
This is Sunshine, S&D Boutique.
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling?
What's going on, Miss Flames? I'm great. How are you?
That's good. That's good. I'm wonderful now that you called. What's good with you? What's going on with the boutique? Let the people know where they can find you. All the good stuff you got cooking right about now.
Okay. Well, I'm Sunshine, owner of Sunshine and Diamonds Cleaning and Personal Services. That's my umbrella company. And S&D Boutique ATL stands for Sunshine and Diamonds Boutique ATL. We started back in 2013, and right now we just opened our location in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 120 Paper Mill Road, Suite 8. So I just want to let everybody know we got a lot coming up. We got a lot coming up. I'm the official sponsor for the red carpet preview show, Jay Jackson Live in Atlanta. with Nanette the Truth Hurts, Unwind with Tasha K. I do a little bit of celebrity styling. Behind the scenes, I got some events coming up. But you know what? You know you want to ask me some questions. Go ahead. I know you guys got a couple of questions. I know you want to ask. Don't let me run the show.
That's what's up. It's all love, huh? Now let me know. Let the people know. How long have you been actually in the fashion world, like doing boutiques and you know designing and all of that? And what made you start? You know, how long have you been doing it?
Well, it's been about 16 years. I started at the bottom, you know, modeling myself, taking acting classes. You know, I started when I was about 15, 16 years old. So I came up through the game, doing fashion shows, doing casting calls, chasing down, you know, interviews, chasing down fashion shows. And, you know, I always been fly, so I just, that's definitely something that I came up in the game doing. So I came and I wrote my business plan once I became an adult. You know, I had children. So I set some things aside. I went to college. I went on ahead and decided to have my kids early and get that out the way. I went ahead and finished college and finished a couple of accredited classes towards my business degree. And I wrote my business plan in 2009. I got it done. And I saved up maybe close to $20,000, and I went from there. Like, I just went from there, like, I for 2 years. And I started my business in 2010.
That is dope. I just want to commend you on that. I want y'all to know. Notice that she said she went to college straight up. Now, I know, how do you feel about education and starting businesses and all of that good stuff when it comes to, you know, entrepreneurs out there that's trying to, do you think it's necessary to have that degree?
I don't. I think a first level associate's degree is fine. Once a person learns how to educate themselves, then I feel like they should go there, don't get caught up in trying to get all these different degrees, because once you get that first degree, you can pretty much educate yourself in whatever language you want. That's how I feel about it. You know, other people, they think different, but I feel like this. Why would you want to pay to go into debt to do something that's free?
Real. Straight up.
And
I'm
it's free
that.
To
I'm
educate
that.
Yourself. You have to be taught. You know, that's a learned behavior, that discipline. So, of course, you have to go, that's why you go through school and the levels, and on the adult level, of course, the first level of college, that's obviously necessary.
Right.
Moving forward, I feel like once it's a learned behavior and you learn that discipline, just like you were learning in college, you go to the library and buy them same books that them college students is in debt trying to sell to pay.
Real. Straight up.
I was
like
that college student. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's just how I look at it. That's just how another person, you know, may feel differently, but, you know, I'm here, you know, to try to change a person's way of thinking.
Yeah, straight up. Now, what type of line, what type of fashion and what type of clothes do you all, you know, pretty much push out of your boutique? Like, is it, you know, something casual? Is it dressy? Like, what type of items can people, you know, find at your store?
We actually cater to all demographics. To all demographics. So we have, and the, my target market is different because I'm from Ohio. I live in Atlanta. I do a lot of traveling, so I meet a lot of people. So I have a couple of different lines. I have a Shine Couture line. I have an Anytime Shine, and that's just the basic everyday wear. You know what I'm saying? But the Shine Couture, of course, it speaks for itself. I have a Winter Collection, and then I have a Designer Collection. I have a Spring Collection, and it's affordable, but I sell one of each size, two of each size, so I don't restock. So it's very limited.
Right.
You won't see a lot of people in my pieces, and you know that they got them from me. You know, I don't if you see it and you want it, you should get it right then and there, because I don't do any restocking in my store. Once it's sold and the last piece is sold, whatever size it is, it's gone forever.
Okay. Okay. And, so
yeah,
if people want those pieces, they need to go ahead and get it straight up.
And just go ahead and get it. Yeah, I do custom pieces. I do tailoring. We do pop-up shops. We sponsor photo shoots, video shoots.
Right.
We deliver. Yeah, we do shipping, and we also deliver.
Okay, okay. Now, where can the people find your website, your social media links, and all that good stuff?
Well, the website is sndboutiqueatl.net. My Facebook is just the same, and everything runs together, sndboutique. ATL, that's the Facebook page. And the Instagram page is s.an.dboutiqueatl.
Y'all heard it first. Y'all already know what it is. Hype Mike Radio. Now, I want y'all to stay tuned because she got a special announcement to make. Yes, we
are going to have
y'all. Straight up, y'all going to want to catch this announcement straight up. Keep it locked right here. Hype Mike Radio, let's go.
Hey, who got a lighter?
Yo.
Hold up.
Big King.
White cup,
Lil Flip, what it do, fool?
What up, Big King?
Hold up.
Let's get it.
Yeah, hold up, it's Club Garden, Lil Flip, pull up in a 4-9, leaving with your bitch, throw that money up, make your baby mama strip, never falling off, bitch, I make my paper flip, paper flip, I make my paper flip, paper flip, I make my paper flip, got your bitch bopping off the diamonds in my wrist, never falling off, bitch, I make my paper flip,
Paper flip, I can take a trip and cash out. Them hollow tips will blow your motherfucking ass off. I'm never broke again, I'm on my young nigga shit. I'm in the strip club, but I ain't come to watch a chick.
I just came here for the food.
I yoga flaming with my tools.
We got Alfredo place, baby, tell me how it tastes.
I got 25 lighters on my dresser. Tonight I'm drinking rosé with the nectar. This Rolex, this gold neck, this cookie dough and this shine paper. I know what year it is, but I'm still spending 99
paper.
For PM, now pop it for flip. Secure the bag like Khaled, and then I hopped in the whip.
Hold up, bitch, Club Garden, Lil Flip, pull up in a 4-9, leaving with your bitch, throw that money up, make your baby mama strip, never falling off, bitch, I make my paper flip, paper flip, I make my paper flip, paper flip, I make my paper flip, got your bitch bopping off the diamonds in my wrist, never falling off, bitch, I make my paper flip,
Do it look like I'm stressing? Do it look like I'm tricking? My iPhone feel up with bars, do it look like a prison? Do it look like I'm bowling? Do my cup look empty? I'm a strip club veteran, yo, double D's won't tempt me. I'm strapped up when I'm mobbing with a muddy cup like a hog pen. I'm wild as hell like the Joker. This ain't poker, but fuck it, I'm all in. I got racks on me, I throw fives, they go live, we camcord. I got max on me, they blow five, we go ride, attack, boy. This H-Town, we screwed up, them tops drop, them hoes by. I blow pounds, it go down, I don't drink crown, but I'm up top. 4 wax 10s, 2 black friends, they patched in with Chapo. I might pull up in the black rose with some bad hoes, we in the back door.
Hold up, bitch, Club Garden, Lil Flip, pull up in a 4-9, leaving with your bitch, throw that money up, make your baby mama strip, never falling off, bitch, I make my paper flip, paper flip, I make my paper flip, paper flip, I make my paper flip, got your bitch bopping off the diamonds in my wrist, never falling off, bitch, I make my paper flip,
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl at Lady Flame 11, Hype Mike Ready. Yes, it was Paper Flip featuring Beat King. For that boy Lil Flip, shout out to Lil Flip. He was on the show earlier this month. We got Judy J on the line. We about to go ahead and cue you in.
Hey, what's good with you? Shout out to y'all. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
Ah, most definitely. You know, it's always a pleasure, like, straight up. Judy J, what's good with you, mama?
I'm good.
What's
been
going on
with you? Yes, I'm just, you know, chilling, hanging in here. I'm working to get ready to release my new hot sauce that I made. A new flavor, it's Chipotle, so I'm super excited, and that drops on May 5th. And
okay.
I'm getting ready to film something new. I can't really talk about it too much just because of the contract, but I am coming back to TV. So I'm super excited about that too.
We need you on TV. We miss Miss Judy J on TV.
That's
we
right.
miss you. We really
That's
do. Right. Straight
yeah.
up.
Oh,
yeah.
I love you guys.
Who
fans here? I promise.
Yes. So tell us about this hot sauce. I noticed that on your website, like, you know, where can consumers find it and order it and all that good stuff?
Yes.
Right.
So my first hot sauce I released in 2016, June of 2016. And I wanted it to go alongside with my first book that I released, which actually is in Barnes & Noble and is dedicated to my parents who passed away. And me and my mom were very close. Yes, me and my mom were very close, and we shared a love for food. You know, that's just in our heritage coming from, you know, our roots coming from Louisiana and stuff, and, of course, you know, Chicago. So, I was like, you know, who doesn't love, you know, condiments and hot sauce, who doesn't love food? And no other bad girl or reality star really comes out with, like, condiments. You know, they usually come out with, like, liquors and lipstick lines.
Exactly.
And I had already did the lipstick and the lip gloss and stuff. So I was like, you know what? Since I put some of my mom's Creole recipes in my book, I was like, hot sauce would go hand in hand, you know, with the book, my brand, and everything. And the first flavor was released in Hammond, Indiana, but I used
right.
the middleman. You know, like, he helped me make it, and he sold it in his store. This time, I canceled out the middleman because, unfortunately, he was, like, pocketing money from me. So I wasn't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was, you know, you got to be really careful who you do business with, but that was a learning experience. I do appreciate him because he did help me, like, even manufacture my first hot sauce. So this
right.
second one is going to be even bigger, even better, tastes better, and I did it hands-on, you know, with some of my family and made it from scratch. So there's no middleman. This is all me. So I think my fans are going to love it even more than my first hot sauce. So I'm super excited about it, and it's going to be available on my website on Cinco de Mayo. Yes.
Ah, that is dope. Shout out to you, Judy. I seen a lot of stuff on your website, too. Like, let the people know just how much merchandise you have on there. Like, it's super fun and trendy. The website is adorable, like, straight up. But let the people know.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lady Flame. Yeah, it's, you know, I from season 7, 2011, I had started my brand, my Vixen brand, way back then. But recently, you know, with me getting older and me, you know, just understanding stuff a little more, I turned my business into a real business. So it's an LLC now. And I think that's huge right now for the culture and just everybody. Like, there's, and especially here in Atlanta and everywhere, social media is so relevant in our lives now. You can literally do anything with social media. It's not like back in the day where you have to, you know, do a 9-to-5 and stuff. So, I started a long time ago, but I'm focused now. I know what my brand is about. It's definitely about foodie stuff, like, hot sauce and food, and on the other end, beauty products, but I incorporate food with it. Like, on my website, I have, like, a sugar whipped soap, strawberries and champagne, you know, like, all the beauty products and the bath products that I do, go along with food, you know, because I love food. So, yeah, you guys, check out SoJudyJ.com. You can find anything from hot sauce to body scrub to bath bombs.
Yes.
Like, I have ice cream bath bombs. Yes. And it turns your water, like, ocean blue and glittery. Like, it's super cool. So, y'all, yeah, just stay in tune with my website because I'm always dropping new products, always.
Okay, okay,
and
okay.
And I got to send you some. I definitely got to send y'all some.
Oh, most definitely. You know we going to advertise it for you, most definitely.
I love y'all. You know I support y'all, whatever y'all do, too.
Yes, yes.
Most definitely. Now, I see you've been doing your grind, and your grind's been straight strong. So is there anything for you in the near future, that something that you want to touch on that you haven't did yet?
I definitely – I'm naturally funny, like, you know, on TV, and everybody loved me, you know, for being so funny. I think that my humor is a huge thing. I actually, I'm not programmed to be funny. Like, I'm more funny naturally, but I am, you know, looking into start doing, like, stand-up comedian. I started looking it up already down here in Atlanta. There, and you know, Atlanta is like huge with the arts and the entertainment and stuff. So I did find some places to, you know, try to work out of. So that is something that I'm gonna touch on next. I did voiceover classes because I really, you know, I paint and I draw. And I do want to, like, make cartoons and do voiceovers over them. That's a huge dream. So it's definitely that and stand-up comedian, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Okay, half woman, half amazing. Okay.
So I'm still working, y'all. I'm trying to find my niche and what my true purpose is. But I think I'm getting closer and closer every day, for sure.
Most definitely, man. We love you as always. The original bad girl in the building. Straight up.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming by. As always, you got to keep us posted. Straight up. Last time you had my lines blowed. Straight up.
You know, I have posted the flyer a little bit earlier, and I think a lot of my fans, because we're like an hour late, so they probably tried to reach out, but we're definitely going to do another interview, and I'm definitely going to have some Chipotle hot sauce for y'all ready to go when it drops. I promise.
Most definitely. Yes, ma'am. Come back anytime. Send us whatever you got. We're going to push it for you, most definitely.
That's right, because you know we are some spicy eaters over here.
Yes, I love y'all. Make sure y'all stay tuned to SoJudyJay.com. I love y'all. Mwah.
Mwah. Could you too.
Damn, man. I done just woke up. A fucking another day. Another dollar. Another bitch. And another bankroll. Hey! I take my hustle state to state, say I go different places. I shake a lot of hands, do shows, and I see different faces. I smoke a blunt, then close my eye, become my mental racing. Yeah. Think about it. I pull the floor up, put marble down, then they renovating. Open the safe, see them rubber bands on them bigger faces. I done bought everything that I ever wanted, but it's still empty spaces. Yeah. Think about it. I wire my cousin in the kitchen, he like a slave whip. My uncle died from that needle, yeah, it was AIDS, nigga. Turn the field, might be gone, but I'm still brave, nigga. Yeah. Think about it. That money counter counted for me, I'm a made man. I told my buddy, don't renew it like a spade hand. Be Cartier, but they used to be some Ray-Bans. Yeah. Think about it. Every day on Sunday fresh, I talk that shit just like a preacher. Niggas merging in my lane just like a car without a flinker. They don't hear what I'm saying, it like a car without no speakers. Yeah. Think about it. I take my hustle state to state, say I go different places. I shake a lot of hands, do shows, and I see different faces. I smoke a blunt, then close my eye, become my mental racing. Yeah. Think about it. I pull the floor up, put marble down, then they renovating. Open the safe, see them rubber bands on them bigger faces. I done bought everything that I ever wanted, but it's still empty space. Yeah. Think about it.
Reservations at y'all. Lamborghinis, no tops. Menages for lunch. Ferraris out front. We might fuck on the lake. So much paper to make. Rubber bands on the 100. Sip rosé in the bank. I made her quit a job. Moschino, she's a star. Versace in the fall. Gucci, I keep her raw. She's so clean and Celine. Pussy cute as could be. I like to take photos. I just keep them for me. Flatline, fuck her till that pussy dead. Keep her off that social media a couple days. She went and got a tatted, said a nigga name. She know I got her back, I mean a million ways.
I take my hustle state to state, say I go different places. I shake a lot of hands through shows and I see different faces. I smoke a blunt and close my eye, become my mental racing. Yeah. Think about it. I pull the floor, I put marble down, then they renovating. Open the safe, see them rubber bands on them bigger faces. I done bought everything that I ever wanted, but it's still empty space. Yeah. Think about it.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, at Lady Flamey, Levin Hype Mike Radio. Yes, yes, yes. So what's going on in entertainment, LC? What's good with you?
Oh, man, we got so much to touch on with so little time. But I want to get into this Meek Mill situation. Of course, you know, I think the whole world know that Meek Mill is free. Shout out to that. Shout out to that. But, you know, I have my pros and cons about this situation, and I'm just going to speak briefly about it. And I feel like us as, you know, African-American people, you know, they're always claiming that, you know, the judicial system is doing this to our, you know, black brothers and sisters, et cetera. I've just seen a lot of people, you know, just gathered around Meek Mill, saying free Meek Mill. But, you know, when you really look at it, it's a lot of, not just Meek Mill, there's a lot of people that's just, you know, behind bars right now that's actually doing time stuff that, you know, they really didn't do or falsely accused of. You know, cricket cops planted this or that on them. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, right, now that Meek Mill is out, you know, maybe we can just gather around some of these brothers, you know, and see if we can get these people out as well, because, you know, I feel like it shouldn't just be a Meek Mill thing. It should be a whole culture thing, a whole race thing. You know what I mean? And so I wanted to touch on that. Okay. Okay, with this Bill Cosby verdict, I'm pretty sure y'all got y'all own different opinions on that.
Oh, you already know. You already know.
You know, but hey, you know, I have an opinion, but, you know, I don't know. But, of course, I'm just going to leave it like that. You know, Bill Cosby, you know, he got found guilty on some of the charges. And he actually admitted to some of them, you know, in the past.
That's a
prize, so, you know.
Straight up.
Straight up. I just want to say why not.
America's Day, though. That's America's Day.
I'm just saying, why now, though? Why now?
Yeah.
Why now?
Why, because
this happened back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Now they want to bring it to the closure now. If they wasn't worried about it then, why are they worrying about it now? Now they done slandered the man's name and whatnot. But this thing is, if you felt this way now, I mean, back then, if you felt that way, why not bring it to the forefront then? Why now? That's,
you know,
all
it could have been. Because, you know, the women, the female had issues. You know, they were trying to store or whatever like that, and now they was by their rules, so now they want them to come out with information. You know, this is a good amount of game, I think. And so, you know, hey, it is what it is. Okay, let's speak about all of this backlash that the boy Kanye, Mr. Yeezy, and Mr. Showtime himself is getting all on Instagram, everywhere, turn on everything. You know, he's came out and tweeted, retweeted, posted about Trump, and, you know, he's making it clear, he's on the forefront that he's a Trump supporter. And I know a lot of people, he has actually lost a lot of followers on Instagram behind this and all kinds of social media.
But see, the thing is, like, he done went back on what he said in his own lyrics. He actually said fuck Trump back in the day. I forgot which song it was, but he said something about fuck Trump, yada, 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 yada. Now you on, you know what I'm saying, you on Trump Tupac, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what I'm saying, which one is?
But I seen the tweet myself, and what I gathered from the tweet, I feel like he was saying that he embraces Trump because, you know, his boldness and not, you know, per se care what the media thinks, you know, his form of expression. And a lot of people, I don't know, you know, hey, it might have been more deeper than that, and he was just trying to downplay it. But everyone in, you know, also knows that he's supporting Trump. He had on Make America Again hat, and then also he was in the White House getting a tour from the White House from Trump. So he made it clear, hey, I support Trump. So, you know.
I think it's a money situation. I think it's a money situation. You know, because,
yeah.
I mean,
but you
look at it this way. He fell off, and they try to say he had a mental breakdown or whatever, and now he's trying to get back in. So I just feel like it's a money thing, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
Okay. In other news, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about Rallo. You know how, you know, the federal government has, you know, took a seize on, you know, his apartment complexes and, you know, everything. You know, they were trying to say he was smuggling drugs. You know, basically the word of mouth, because, you know, after, you know, a couple of one of his bands that he's affiliated with got busted with over $1 million of weed. You know, and he the next day tweeted about it saying that, have you ever lost $1 million in cash? And they basically brought upon an indictment on that alone. And that's what I was speaking of earlier in the show. When your brother's like this, so yeah, they got cash and stuff, but, you know, they just actually just locked his guy up just because he tweeted something that everybody else do, you know, and everybody be on Instagram, everybody do stuff. And, you know, you got to think, like, these people are, you know, artists, you know, these people are performers. So, you know, it's a lot of them that say things just to be saying it for clout. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, hey, you know, I feel like, you know, but, you know, the new breaking news is that Rallo could get out very soon, and he has a lot of supporters in his corner. And so, me personally, I don't think they have enough to just stick anything on him. It's just, you know, he had a whole fuck 12 movement, you know. And so, of course, you know, and I don't understand, you know, a lot of these, you know, rappers that got all this money. If you hiding something or doing something illegal, I don't think you should be a poster boy for saying fuck 12. That's just me.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
But at the same time, NWA wasn't dealing a ring. Not saying that Rallo was dealing a ring, but I feel like if you're affiliated or you got some type of attachment, inside of your camp, you can't just put yourself on the stage like that because you bring the spotlight to you. It's just like
right
up
right.
Yeah.
Just got to move different.
Right.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to keep y'all focused. Now, we still got S&D Boutique ATL on the line because I want them to tell us about the new reality show casting that they got going on. So, S&D, what's good with you?
Hey, girl. I just been listening. I didn't want to say too much, but I just want to throw this out there, and I can't really say too much, but I will just announce the casting call, you know, and the pilot of this show. But before I do that, I am going to launch my event that I'm having May 12th, the day before Mother's Day, and it's in light of the reality show, but I'm a single mother, so, you know,
I reach out to them. And my main focus is to motivate, educate, and inspire and extend the olive branch, you know, from several different women that have faced the same adversities, being a single mother, on top of being an entrepreneur. So it's a single mompreneur's pop-up shop brunch.
Right.
We have vendor tables available. It's going to be at UED Studios. You can go to Eventbrite and purchase tickets and vendor tables. The tickets are fairly priced. They're $15. VIP, $30. The vendor tables are $50. And again, it's called Single Mompreneurs Pop-Up Shop Brunch. That's the event. Now, the reality show is going to shine from that. So we're having a casting call. We want ladies of all demographics to send in their story just about being a single mother, going through different adversities, different struggles, different trials and tribulations while trying to achieve that goal or whatever goal they're trying to achieve inside of motherhood.
Right, right. Because it get real. Right. It get real out here.
And I like the ring. Let me say this. And I like the ring of that right there because you have so many reality shows that's out today. They're so fabricated. And I never just see a real reality show that shows something of that stature, you know, going through the struggle and uplifting yourself as a single mother or, you know, someone who's just trying to get it and make a way for their family. I mean, a hard or uncut truth. Not many, you know, shows out there to be like fighting each other, women, etc. Instead of something that you can actually learn from it, each woman can just sit there and say, okay, well, maybe I should have followed these steps right here, and maybe, you know, it can lighten my load, and I can know it's like a blueprint, you know, if I ever, you know, have to go down that road. And so, you know, I applaud you on that.
These type of seasons that need to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the type of women that you need to make it to be a housewife because you was a baby mama at first. All y'all was baby mamas.
Real. Let me just say this.
Shout out to all the single mamas who are listening right now who is holding it down. That's why, because it takes a strong
woman. And statistically wise, so many single mothers out there right now, and it's just crazy. The numbers are actually up, and that is so crazy, and that is alarming. You know, for women to be out there by themselves, and men are not taking the initiative, you know, to stand by their woman's side at least until you know. The compromise when they want to release to your kid get like 18, you know, you can send them off to school, et cetera. Or not even that, you know, even if you're separated, still play a major part, you know, co-parenting, you know, being there for your son or your daughter, you know, doing all the things necessary so they can have a family, a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And let me also, I ain't going to take nothing away from nobody.
I want to hear everybody's story. I mean, I know I can't pick everybody, but I do want everybody to submit, and I'll get the information, you know, right before we pop on a new song, but that's what it is. It's a movement, and I want to hear from the single mompreneurs of the world.
Real talk. I definitely salute that.
Yeah,
like most definitely.
Yeah.
Now, one more time, where can they find the event? And also the website to your boutique. Where can they find that as well?
And also the date. Also say the date one more time for all the people that probably didn't heard it and then just logged in again.
They just logged in, right. So the Single Mompreneurs Pop-Up Shop Brunch is located at UED Studios. I want to say it's 5659 Buford Highway, if I'm not mistaken. But if I am mistaken, blame it on my mind and not my heart. You can go to eventbrite.com and type in the name of the event, which is Single Mompreneurs Pop-Up Shop Brunch, and you'll find it. It'll pop straight up. But it is located. It's going to be at UED Studios. It's going to be May 12th, which is the Saturday before Mother's Day. You know, baby mama's telling you 10 bands and spend it all at the pop-up. Come on out.
Straight up. Straight up. Yeah. We appreciate you coming stopping by.
For Mother's Day.
You know? Oh, you know we're going to be in the building, straight up. Hype Mic Radio, we'll be in the building. We appreciate you stopping by. We're going to most definitely put the word out for you because, like I said, like LC and everybody on the panel said, it's an awesome reality show, you know, that you're doing, you know. Well, however we can help, let us know we there, straight up.
Appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me, Kate. Thank you, Lady Flames, for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Alright, y'all heard it first. Hype Mic Radio, let's go.
Yeah. You know I'm plugging. It's the line D. Alright. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Boss bitch, dope chick. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Boss bitch, dope chick. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Hey, yeah, you know I'm plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Hey, yeah, you know I'm plugging. Every night I pray to God on my knees, make the tummy flatter, make the booty fatter. Body shape, got that figure eight, making hairs turn hourglass shape. Got no tummy but the booty shape. Walking around, coke bottle shape. Couple of them be trying to wave. Now I'm singing to my reflection like mirror, mirror on the wall. Who be slugging harder than them all? Got niggas wanna catch me out at the mall. Breaking ain't next for me to call. Prince like a stallion. BMG medallion. My shoot game Italian. Me and my girls, we wildin'. And bitch, we so reckless when we bounce through. Everything is VIP, promoters popping bottles through. Just when you thought you was the baddest in the building, someone blew in just a bit more appealing. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Boss bitch, dope chick. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Boss bitch, dope chick. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. You know I'm plugging, hey. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, hey. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Got that ass in them jeans. I been eating cornbread and collard greens. Slim fit with my cute ass. Head turn, neck break every time I come past. Curse for days with my bad ass. I see you mean mugging with your mad ass. I'm a bad bitch with my own dough. It's like I'm walking on clouds in my own glow. Bitch, get your weight up. Salute, don't be a hater. Ain't shit changed. I always been about the paper. Walking around with a big old butt. Sit up, double D cups. Big old, thick old onion booty. Got a face and a body. I'm a fucking cutie. Bills paid and my weeds laid. I can steal your nigga and I can steal your bitch. Got you buying me new shit. Gaming you both on some pimp shit. No shots, just squats and sit-ups. Put your bras and taps and pin-ups. Your daddy buying me Ugg boots. Don't be mad at me, just give a boss a salute. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Boss bitch, dope chick. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. Boss bitch, dope chick. Yeah, you know I'm plugging. I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, hey. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, I'm plugging, I'm plugging. Yeah, you know I'm plugging, hey. Yeah, you know I'm plugging.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, wish y'all you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kiss to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that's sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, born on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption scholars, fathers dead, with kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and extra lit mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside
this is
my
why
DNA.
I say that hip hop has done more damage to young African Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker of America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how I this when you in the matrix, at your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretches in the planet, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never owned. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
Hey, you already know what it is, Hype Mike Radio. That was Kendrick Lamar, DNA. So what's going on around the globe? I see all y'all. Y'all already know y'all calling in from different spots. Like, let everybody know what's going on in the ATL. What's good with you?
Okay, man, the hot thing that's going on in the ATL right now for all y'all throwback R&B heads, man, we got the 90s block party at the Fox Theater starting at 7:30. You got your boy Genuine, you got your boy Guy, Teddy Riley, Nick, and Drew Hill. So that's definitely going to be fire, and this ticket's still available. That is the hottest thing going on in Atlanta right now. If you are an R&B head, this is the spot you will want to be at. So make sure y'all check them out. And once again, tickets is still available. Take your girl or take a group, whatever, man. Y'all can go back and reminisce on some of them old jams. That's what's going on in Atlanta. I'm passing the mic.
All right. So out in D.C., Crazy K, what's good with you? What's happening around here?
You already know everything happening and popping, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make things happen more and pop more, you know what I'm saying? But right now, you know what I'm saying, we got Yo Money Bags coming up, the Bliss Nightclub, you know what I'm saying, D.C., you know what I'm saying? We got a couple more artists, you know what I'm saying? But right now, that's all we got right now, you know what I'm saying? But actually, the girl, what's her name, Kourtney Kardashian, she was up Congress today,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, up on the Capitol, you know what I'm saying, talking about her new, you know, the new makeup stuff, you know what I'm saying, it's popping off with her makeup line, and she talking about the safety with them wearing makeup, you know what I'm saying, so she was up, you know what I'm saying, Capitol Hill, you know what I'm saying, spilling about that, so, you know what I'm saying, you know, we always got celebrities, but, you know what I'm saying, we don't get celebrities like that too much up on Capitol Hill, you know what I mean, it's usually some bigger heads, you know what I'm saying, so. You know, but yeah, Yo Money Bags up at Bliss Nightclub for right now, you know what I'm saying? Probably some more stuff, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really too much prepared right now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all caught me off guard, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Now let the people know about your website and everything, the graphic, the production, everything once again.
Hey, y'all already know it's more so, you know what I'm saying, Crazy K, you know what I'm saying, or Crazy Graphics, you know what I'm saying? Designs, logos, all that good stuff, event flyers, you know what I'm saying, pamphlets, brochures. I'm actually getting the website together now because it's under construction, but y'all stay tuned. I'm going to definitely add some crazy for you. You know what I'm saying? And as far as that, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, y'all can check out the Simplicity Band. You know, if y'all are familiar with DC's, you know, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? What we got going on up here, you know, we big on go-go. So y'all check out Simplicity Band, you know what I'm saying? On Facebook, IG, Twitter, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely going to like their music. It's a different tune for, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, if you're not from here, you know what I'm saying, from the DMV area, but I guarantee you're going to like it, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually, I'm doing a website for them right now, so, you know what I'm saying, when it's going to be under officialsimplicityband.com, so y'all can check that out, too. And if y'all in the area, man, y'all need studio time, y'all come up to Blueprint Studios. On Facebook, it's Blueprint Studios DMV. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check them out. You know what I'm saying? We got your boy Shaq Glizzy, Light Show, Q the Fool, Fat Trail from MMG. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got Wale, all us from the same spot, same DMV area. It's a small little area, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we spread it out to Maryland and Virginia, you know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, so if y'all ever in the area, y'all need some designs, anything printed up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting y'all clothing label or, you know, clothing store going, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need something printed up, y'all can come to Blueprint Studios as well. We do printing or anything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, not just the little, you know, like the T-shirts where you just put the iron on it, you know what I'm saying? It's like one little square, you know what I'm saying? Nah, we put it on your sleeves, your hats, your coffee mugs, all that. You know what I'm saying? So,
real.
Yeah, check us out.
Straight up. That's what's up. Now, what's going on in the gut, Big Hirsch, what it is?
Oh, man, you already know, man. If y'all trying to get y'all laugh on, are y'all trying to get that laugh all the way from your belly on up, man, y'all need to come down here to the Gump, man, because Bruce is coming to town. Hosted by Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. After party going to be at the 50-50, so you know it's going to be lit. If you're trying to drink, if you're trying to get, man, that's where you need to be, because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get my laughs on. It's going to be Saturday at the Impact
yes.
at 8 p.m. You hear me?
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. And as you all know, the Alabama Music Award is going down. Y'all go to the website to find out more information about nominations, about how you can become a vendor, a sponsor, and all of that good stuff. It's going to be at the BJCC in July. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. All right, so in the ATL, we still got Miss ATL on the line, A&B Boutique. Now, let the people know one more time about the banquet and all that good stuff before we get on up out of here.
All right, it's May 12th, the Saturday before Mother's Day. Single Momtrepreneurs pop-up shop. You can find it on Eventbrite.com with the title Single Momtrepreneurs. I was right with the address, 5658. Buford Drive in Buford, Georgia, at UED Studios. It's from 11:30 to 3. We do have vendor tables available. You can purchase them at the link on Eventbrite.com. Single Momtrepreneurs pop-up shop brunch. We have celebrity host Larissa Barclay. There will be a production there, so the vendors, they'll get pictures, and the fans, the VIP package comes with a red carpet picture. And all the description of what comes in each ticket package is on Eventbrite as well. My social media is sndboutique.net. That's the website. My Instagram is s.an.dboutiqueatl. And the Facebook as well is sndboutiqueatl. Appreciate you, Lady Fames, for having me on the show. Hype Mike Radio.
Little nigga, Lady Flame got skills. Just to beat me, you need more bitches than the days of the year. And with that sun and shit, so I got my grill to chill. But my chain shining so hard that it's a choke.